It's not too late to get in on regular NFL season action with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. New customers can finish the season strong with $250 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL.
21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Yes, Ivan filling in for Pat today. Just apropos weddings, you're both forgetting, says a texter. When you go up the aisle, whatever you have, you come down the aisle with half of it. That is true. That is definitely true. But you may be gained her half as well, so you know it's swings and roundabouts. Now I'm delighted to welcome all the way from Galway, JP McMahon, who you will know as an accomplished chef and restaurateur, really eminent places to eat, very top end in the city of Galway, and he's featured with his menus and his stories about the hospitality sector many times on this and other shows. What you didn't know is that for the last almost 20 years, he has been writing a series of plays, a lot of which people were completely unaware of. You're very welcome, JP. Just tell us this writing thing back to 2002 when you were in Cork. Just tell me where the inspiration came from.
I suppose I've always loved drama, and in the late 90s, someone gave me a book of Samuel Beckett's drama, and I read it and I really liked it. I had liked drama in school, O'Casey and Oscar Wilde and that, and I suppose I started getting into it, and I'd always wanted to write at the same time as I was cooking, since both of them started in the 90s. And I suppose I wasn't sure. As most people know who write, there isn't a whole lot of money in writing. And I generally followed the money, and that was where what cooking was. And in the background, I was always tipping away. I went back to college in Cork in 2002, 2005, and studied English and art history, and I kept on writing. Again, every time I needed money, I was back in the kitchen. And then when 2008 came along, we opened a restaurant, Cava, and all these other restaurants that many people know of, and still I was tipping away. And then just before COVID, I decided to do a PhD, and I wanted to try and do it in drama. So I did a PhD in the University of Galway, and that required writing plays and putting them on, and then writing the PhD around the plays. And I wrote this play. It's in the collection Irish Food, a play. And we put it on in the Dublin Fringe Festival in, I think, 2019 now. And it was due to go on again in 2020, but of course it didn't. And then fast forward, I joined a playwriting group. Christian O'Reilly is a well-known Galway playwright, Galway-based playwright. He's also written for EastEnders and UTV and that. And Christian had a playwriting group in the town hall, and my friend said, oh, you should join this, because I was always tipping away and not really knowing what I was doing. And I joined that, and I started to, I suppose, write more. There was six or seven playwrights in the group, and got good feedback. And I suppose I thought, well, you know, I'm putting all this food energy, into writing food books, and I have like four of them now. And I said I should really kind of maybe put a bit of time into my passion. And yeah, so I've just brought out this collection of plays in just this year, and hopefully most of them are unproduced. I think only three or four of them are produced. The last one is a radio play, which just came third in the PJ O'Connor awards, and that's going to be produced in March on radio, on RT Radio 1. And yeah, so hopefully, you know, never know, I'm 46 now, my 50s, you know.
But the difference between writing a novel,
yes,
or, like, you could have told these stories in the form of a book,
yeah,
of a novel. Like, to actually visualise the characters, how it might be produced, the text in terms of the humour, the drama, the, you know, all the intonation of,
yeah,
it. Like, where did that come
the,
from?
I suppose the I don't know exactly. The medium of drama has always appealed to me. And over the years, I have tried to write novels and I've written poems. But for some reason, I keep coming back to...
Is it more complex?
Putting characters... Again, it's only my opinion. I think it's less complex than novel writing. Well, that's just my opinion. I think it's more complex than poetry. But I suppose the idea of visualising characters on stage and getting them to talk out things or putting them in a situation where they have to negotiate or there's conflict, I suppose has always appealed to me. I suppose also, and it ties into the restaurant, I love the collaborative aspect of the theatre where the writer is an element and you write the play and then you put it on, but there's producers and directors and stage designers and actors. And when we put on the one in the Dublin Fringe Festival, I learned so much about the whole apparatus. And it's almost like
running, and the production.
It's almost like running a restaurant.
Yeah,
you're not in control of everything at all times. I mean, you might
and
want to be.
Someone could get a completely different nuance to say, we'll play this way or that
100%.
Way.
100%. And even the director and myself had many chats about, she was thinking, well, we should do it this way. And I was thinking, I prefer it this way. In the end, I think it's better if the writer takes a step back when the show is going on, because I think the director and the producer are probably more experienced, I would think, in terms of putting the play on. And I kind of took a step back then because I had written it in a certain way, and then the actors were asking me, the characters? And I was like, well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know their CV. I just wrote it, you know. So they have
Hi, welcome to IKEA.
Hey, I'm holiday shopping for the family and I heard there's a sale. What's the deal?
That's right, it's the IKEA winter sale now through January 7th. You can save up to 50% on select items in store and online. And if you're an IKEA loyalty member, you can save an extra 10% on select sale items.
Perfect, I need storage help.
Our storage solutions are great for organizing. Shop the IKEA winter sale in store and online today. Offer valid in the U.S. through 1/7 while supplies last. Selection may vary by store and online. See ikea-usa.com/winter sale for full terms. Restrictions apply.
Jews might sound like they're arguing, but that's just how we have conversations. And we have lots of them on podcasts from Tablet Magazine. Want politics? There's Rootless, with urgent and sometimes uncomfortable discussions. Or What Really Matters with Walter Russell Mead for deeper looks at world events. Want pop culture? Check out our brand new show, How to Be a Jew, about finding meaning in everyday life. Want Jewish learning? Learn Torah with Sivan Says and Talmud with Take One. Drop by tabletmag.com/podcasts and join us.
When raising a Pacifico beer with friends you just met turns into hitting up their friend's local art show, getting inspired to create something together, and painting your first mural, you found what was waiting for you. Pacifico. Life's waiting. 21 plus only. Discover responsibly. Pacifico Clara Beer. Imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
15% off everything you can fit inside the bag is back at Menards. Make painting easier by using a one-coat product. Grand Distinction is an interior paint and primer in one that will give your home a fresh, updated look. Right now, get 15% off Pittsburgh products and all the painting supplies you can fit inside the bag through January 12th. See store for complete details. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
License.
They have to imagine.
Yes,
actors always want to know sometimes the backstory of the character. And I was like, I don't know.
So how would you describe, people, there's a total of 14 plays involved and you have been really prolific and productive. But what I want to get into is your imagination that led to this genre. So some of the titles are, they're quite intriguing. The Cripple and the Whore. Something in the Way, Penny Royal Tea, Heart-Shaped Box, Irish Food, makes sense, a play, Chewem, 796, a play for 796 voices, good luck with that.
Yes.
Killing Lobsters, Little Bray. So are you looking at your patrons in your restaurant and saying, there's a character, someone who, you know, will fit into a play? Or where do you get the inspiration from?
No, it's quite in the vein of like I would say absurdism and comic characters or kind of darkly comic characters.
But is it Irish centered?
Yeah, like a lot of them are. Like, I mean, my mum is from Bray, and so I decided to set this play in Little Bray. Of course, it's about a mother and son. It's set in the 80s, and there's a lodger who comes in, and there's often ideas come from life, but then the characters are, I wouldn't call them realistic. They are quite absurd. They always have some difficulty. There's a lot of characters in the plays are in wheelchairs. They all, as my partner always asks me, tells me that, don't tell me you're writing another one who has issues with his father. They all seem to have issues with their fathers or mothers. And then sometimes they're very experimental, like Tune 796 is about the Tune babies. And I decided to take a lot of reportage and chop it up and
is there an advocacy element to this?
No, I wouldn't think there's
social conscience.
I wouldn't say they're political. They're more.
But who are you taking the piss out of?
Provocative. Who am I taking the piss out of? I don't know. I mean, that's a very good question. I mean, I suppose trying to have a laugh and trying to make the serious comic. I think that's the best way. I wouldn't say there's mockery, but there's always life's challenges, I think, you know, but through a kind of bizarre lens.
Now, your PR people have pushed on the promotion of this. It is the structural principles of echo, illusion, counterpoint and repetition. That went straight over my head. Explain.
That's actually my sentence, because Christian was asking me about, like, how do I write these plays, and do I, like, because he says, well, I'm writing, I think of the story first, and then I think of the beginning and middle and end, and then I have to map out the whole structure, and then I start writing dialogue and getting characters, whereas I just start writing dialogue. And that kind of idea of echo and repetition and the things being said and coming up later on, that's how I proceed. So I don't often know why the guys are the two characters, the backstory. I don't know the backstory. I don't know the front story. I'm kind of writing about them in the situation, and the dialogue kind of emerges from that.
Is it your ambition? Like, what does success look like for JP? Like, in a restaurant, it's the number of covers, it's the P&L, it's quite straightforward, it's the number of stars you get, Michelin stars and all that, awards and so on. What does success look like for a player? Or is it just actually writing it?
I think one element is certainly writing, and I mean, still writing one at the moment, and I love to send them away to different play groups and also to different competitions and that, and it keeps me in there. I would love to see more of them produced. I mean, I would like to, in the same way that I have a legacy for in the canon of Irish food, so to speak. I would like to have some type of legacy in Irish drama.
Is it hard to get them produced? Because 100%. There's so many different amateur dramatic groups.
Yes.
Like, it's a big tradition of this in Wexford.
Yeah, 100%. It's massive.
They go to Athlone every year for the All-Ireland drama finals and all that kind of thing. Like, are there people looking for new plays?
There are, but again, there are far more playwrights than there are production companies, and it is a challenging one. And I suppose I'd never encourage someone just to write to get produced. I mean, I write because I really like writing, and if the play doesn't get produced, I don't.
And
feel
typically,
too bad.
How many scenes, acts would they have? They're all an hour and a half long.
No, they're all about one act, and for whatever reason, I like to keep them between 45 minutes and an hour, because I feel when I go to plays now, that is the attention span. When I go to some of the 90s plays, and they're only, that's like 30 years ago, some of them are 3 hours, like two and a half, three acts. And I feel that what I want to say is,
you lose the will to
live. About 45 minutes to an hour. And
So they're ideal for radio, actually.
Oh, and the last one is, there's two radio plays, but I've always loved radio drama. And no more than like coming in, talking to you. I mean, I do far more radio than I do TV. And I think that radio allows you to talk and allows a conversation to happen, whereas sometimes TV is just much more focused. And yeah, hopefully I will keep on doing it.
Okay, so just tell us how you get the copy of the, like, There's a collection, a compendium of them.
Yeah, there's a collection. It is available. It's only available on the Anir website at the moment. And it will be at the end of the month. It'll be available in Charlie Burns bookshop in Galway. And then we will sort it out after that. But it just you can buy it online direct at the moment from us. It's €25.
Okay. How is the day job going?
The day job is going grand. We had a busy New Year, busy Christmas period. It kind of started a bit later. November was particularly quiet. Galway is always very quiet in January anyway, as it is in most of the country. But look, there are ups and downs. As I was saying to you, the minimum wage is going up and that's going to affect prices, as it always does, unfortunately. So I don't see an end to things keep on going up at the moment. I don't see a stop. I don't know if 2025 is going to see anything going down. Electricity has gone back up again. And so, yeah, it is a challenge at the moment.
So passing on those costs.
Keeping some and passing on others, and that negotiation. And I think we looked at the menu 3 or 4 times last year in terms of prices. And in the end, we just said, let's just leave it now. We'll try and leave it for 6 months and see how we got on. But it's always retrospectively you're applying these things. You kind of go through 6 months and then you go, OK, now we need to put the menu up, you know.
All right. It's called Plays 2012 to 2024. The author is JP McMahon, who has kindly come into us today. Do check it out. And the website to check it out?
AnirRestaurant.ie.
All right. We wish you a happy new year and continued success on all fronts.
Thank you.
Now,
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
When raising a Pacifico beer with friends you just met turns into hitting up their friend's local art show, getting inspired to create something together, and painting your first mural, you found what was waiting for you. Pacifico. Life's waiting. 21 plus only. Discover responsibly. Pacifico Clara Beer. Imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.